Joe Biden, Ugly People Shield Their Kids from Transgenderism. By Hannah Blow on June 9, 2023. President Joe Biden is using the bully pulpit to stigmatize parents who oppose transgenderism for their kids. Even as a growing library of studies confirms public concerns about the safety of government-backed medical interventions. Biden spoke ahead of the scheduled, face-pleasing Pride Month celebration at the White House, using his platform to criticize adults who are protecting children from so-called gender-affirming treatments. Individuals who are worried about the far left's attempts to affirm a confused child's gender by hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and genital surgery are, according to Biden, hysterical. We have some hysterical, and I would argue prejudiced, people who are engaged in what you see going on around the country, he said. It's an appeal to fear, and it's an appeal that is unjustified and ugly. It's wrong, Biden continued. Related, doctors trained to affirm children's transgender identification. Biden addressed a reporter who claimed to speak to a family of a transgender child, describing them as afraid and adding that they are considering leaving the country. The 80-year-old asked for the family's number so he could call them to let them know the president has their back. Related, fill in your preferred pronouns with Kellogg's LGBTQ Pride cereal. It's wrong that extreme officials are pushing hateful bills, targeting transgender children, terrifying families and criminalizing doctors. These are our kids, these are our neighbors. It's cruel and it is callous, he said, repeating the description he used during a March appearance on Comedy Central's The Daily Show, where he criticized the state lawmakers and Governor Ron DeSantis for barring hormone therapy and sex change surgery for minors. According to Biden, such efforts are terrible, cruel, and close to sinful. Notably, Florida formally banned the mutilation of minors in the name of gender affirmation via SB 254. The action followed a report from Florida Medicaid, which found these treatments to be experimental and investigational in nature. Studies presenting the benefits to mental health, including those claiming that the services prevent suicide, are either low or very low quality and rely on unreliable methods such as surveys and retrospective analyses, both of which are cross-sectional and highly biased. The document noted, adding that evidence shows that the above treatments pose irreversible consequences, exacerbate or fail to alleviate existing mental conditions, and cause infertility or sterility. Given the current state of the evidence, the above treatments do not conform to GAPMs and are experimental and investigational, it reads. Further, The Wall Street Journal recently published an opinion piece by Gerald Posner, who observed that gender-affirming care for children is a human experiment on children and teens, the most vulnerable patients. In the piece, he notes that the drugs used to treat gender dysphoria, puberty blockers, have not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, to treat gender dysphoria, specifically. Thus the drugs, led by Advaiz Loubran, are prescribed to minors off-label. They are also used off-label for chemical castration of repeat sex offenders. Off-label dispensing is legal, some half of all prescriptions in the U.S. are for off-label uses. But off-label use circumvents the FDA's authority to examine drug safety and efficacy, especially when the patients are children. Some U.S. states have eliminated the need for parental consent for teens as young as 15 to start puberty blockers. The Center for Investigative Reporting revealed in 2017 that the FDA had received more than 10,000 adverse event reports from women who were given Loubran off-label as children to help them grow taller. They reported thinning and brittle bones, teeth that shed enamel or cracked, degenerative spinal discs, painful joints, radical mood swings, seizures, migraines and suicidal thoughts. Some developed fibromyalgia. There were reports of fertility problems and cognitive issues. Ignoring the long-term dangers posed by unrestricted off-label dispensing of powerful puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, combined with a large overdiagnosis of minors as gender dysphoric, borders on child abuse, he concluded. Biden's remark also follows his LGBTQ+ Pride Month proclamation, which he also used to criticize states that are moving to protect children from mutilation. Related, okay, groomer. Compilation of videos unearthed of very stable LGBTQIA+2 and XYZ hash.